Sturdy Tata Venture, beneath a succession of coconut palms lining the narrow road that snaked past the mansion, he stepped out now and walked to the rear of the van. A puff of hot air escaped as he swung open the door and let out his companion, the one-year-old baby elephant that had been sent to him almost a year earlier by his long-vanished uncle, Bunsy. In the letter accompanying the little calf, Bunsy had failed to explain his reasons for sending the enigmatic gift to Chopra, suggesting only that this is no ordinary elephant. In many ways, his words had proved prophetic. The elephant's arrival had coincided with Chopra's own retirement from the Mumbai Police Service, a departure forced upon him by a heart condition known as unstable angina. For a man yet to achieve his 50th year, a man who for 3 decades had known only a singular purpose, the pursuit of justice in khaki, the loss of his post, and with it his allotted place in the grand scheme of things, had been devastating. He had wasted little time in self-pity, instead steeling himself to rise swiftly from the ashes of his former life. He had opened a restaurant, and shortly afterwards, a private detective agency. The restaurant had been a deliberate attempt to embrace the future, but the agency had materialized by happenstance in the wake of a case that Chopra had continued to pursue after his retirement, ultimately unravelling a major criminal network in the city. The agency's name he owed to his new ward. He had christened the animal Ganesh, after the elephant-headed god that inspired such maverick devotion around the country. During that first investigation, he had discovered that his unusual inheritance possessed depths of intelligence and resourcefulness he could not have guessed at. A year later, there was still much about his new companion that he had yet to fathom. But there was little doubt in his mind that his uncle had been right. There was something extraordinary about the creature. He would never claim that the elephant was in any way his partner at the detective agency, for that was most assuredly not the case. But he had quickly fallen into the habit of taking the little calf along with him on his peregrinations about the city. Ganesh needed the exercise, and though he would be loath to admit it, Chopra had become so accustomed to his presence that he sometimes forgot just how ludicrous it might seem to others, a grown man wandering around the crowded metropolis with an elephant in tow. Then again, this was India. There were stranger sights on the streets of the subcontinent's most fabulous city than a baby elephant. Ganesh trotted down the ramp into the bright haze of mid-morning. The temperature was already in the high 30s. Heat shimmered from the tarmac and came rolling in off the sea in warm gusts that rustled the leaves of the palms lining the road. Gulls cawed in the silence, a rare commodity in Mumbai. The little elephant waggled his ears. For a brief moment he appeared to contemplate the expanse of blue water glittering before him, sweeping out to a sparkling haze in the far distance, then turned and followed Chopra towards the Samundra Mahal. They were met inside the gates of the Zurabian mansion by a tall, severe-looking white man who Chopra guessed to be in his early 40s, introducing himself as William Buckley, personal secretary to the murdered man. He led them through a formal guard.